local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, hour number two on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Joe, Austin, and Nadia hanging out with you on your drive home. We appreciate you so much tuning in, making us part of your evening. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 2626-111. As we get started, as we always do, today's top three stories. President Biden, according to his White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, will go down in history as one of the nation's greatest presidents.
This is a selfless act, something that very few politicians would ever do. President Biden will go down in history as one of the nation's greatest presidents, accomplishing more in nearly 4 years than most presidents do in 8 years.
This, of course, reacting to the president's 11-minute or so speech from the Oval Office yesterday. Austin, not really, from what I could tell anyway, laying out a detailed list of the reasons why he made the decision that he did, other than it's time for new younger voices and throwing his support behind his vice president.
I mean, I think that was really the only reason. I mean, because we saw, we've talked about it before, but with the debate that we had, and that's when the talks really picked up about him stepping down. It was just a matter of, you can't deny that he was not mentally fit enough to win over the public. And that's the thing. Democratic politicians knew that, donors knew that, and he knew that. So it was just a matter of him saying, yeah, you know, I'm old, doing what's best for the party. Woo, go Harris.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself. House of Representatives is setting up a bipartisan task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. That announcement from both House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. The task force will be made up of 7 Republicans and 6 Democrats who will have subpoena authority, and a group of Republicans also restoring the U.S. flags outside of Union Station in Washington, D.C. that they were burned by pro-Palestinian protesters yesterday. Also saw, I didn't realize the Union Station also had a replica of the Liberty Bell that got vandalized quite a bit as well. The protesters and demonstrators were in Washington to protest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to a joint session of Congress yesterday. Today he met or is meeting with President Biden and Donald Trump today. That's a look at our top three stories. Austin, anything exciting on the roads?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. And yes, Joe, unfortunately, there's a lot going on the roads here currently. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, we've had congestion there so far this evening, but it's really picked up, particularly if you're driving just past Pensacola Boulevard. So be on the lookout for that. Also, on Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Johnson Avenue, we do have an accident report in that area that's causing some congestion in that immediate vicinity. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, passing it through Windhaven Beach, we typically have backups there, but they are pushing you back to Hurlburt Field. That's been the case all last hour as well. And then Caroline Street, actually in a couple of areas. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, we do have some backups there like we usually do, but we also have some if you're traveling eastbound towards downtown Milton, so heading in that same direction. And then it's going to be over in the Pace area. If you're traveling eastbound passing Chumukla Highway, we do have some pretty severe backups over there. Luckily, there is no confirmation of an accident in that area. Outside of those several spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to be holding you up at this time.
All right, Alan's got the forecast.
This weather pattern will stick around for a little while, it looks like, so plan for more scattered showers and thunderstorms around the area. Rain chance on Friday about 70%. Saturday and Sunday it's around 50%. It will be warm. It will be humid. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Some local headlines today. Pensacola police say they did safely locate the Pensacola man that was reported missing yesterday. Your spokesman, Mike Wood.
They need medication. They need mental health help. There's all kinds of different reasons why, you know, some people end up just missing. We're not sure why, and others leave on their own accord. But they don't need to be out there alone, especially the ones that are in need of medications.
Wood says it's just a myth that somebody has to be gone for 24 hours before police will help you find them. If somebody goes missing, you should call police as soon as possible, especially when it involves a small child. Dozens of aircraft mechanics from Chile laid off without warning from ST Engineering's Pensacola and Mobile offices. This happened after they were recruited and moved their families from the U.S. Workers say they were recruited to work for at least 3 years on H-1B visas, but in May, as their first year renewal came up, they were told they were being suspended from work.
The common thread is that they were recruited from their country through a national campaign. They actually met the HR director that they know here, that they work for here, over there. And he was the one that, you know, told them all about Pensacola and what a great place it is and the jobs that they had here.
And that is Grace McCaffrey, who publishes the La Costa Latina newspaper here in Pensacola. Around 45 workers were told they could no longer come to work amid the community of around 300 Chilean workers. Still time, about 45, 46 minutes or so to get over to a Walmart near you to donate to Stuff the Bus. That's happening at the three Walmart locations in Escambia, three in Santa Rosa County. Here's Laura Gilliam with United Way.
This is a way to make things a little bit easier. You know, it means that you're not taking away money from food, right, or paying your rent or your mortgage. And so this is just a little something that we can do, that the community can do to make sure that those kids are, like I said, have the tools that they need, but also don't feel funny.
And monetary donations and school supply donations are being accepted. Again, that's until 6 o'clock. It's been happening all day long. We'll take a break on that note. State national news still to come on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Grace McCaffrey about this very odd story with ST Engineering firing a couple dozen or so of Chilean workers that they had brought into the country. We also talked about President Biden's address to the nation last night and this super weird story out of Santa Rosa County where one of the employees of the clerk's office was doing marriage licenses out the back in the CVS parking lot for hire as a side hustle. You can listen to all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. I've been doing this job for months, and I was potting down my mic as I was talking instead of potting down the music. So I guess Pharrell was potting me down. All right, so just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. We got a lot going on the roads here. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, coming from I-110 north, approaching Pensacola Boulevard, we do have some heavy congestion in that area. Also on Pensacola Boulevard itself, if you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and southbound coming from 9 Mile, approaching I-10. That's very heavily congested at this time. Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Highway 98 has some backups as well. And same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's still going to be a lot on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from the Hurlburt Field area, passing through Windhaven Beach. And then a bit more as you approach Highway 87 and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. And before Joe plays Allen, I also want to say if you are traveling even further westbound on Caroline Street towards Spencer Field Road, we've got some backups in that area as well. Okay, now I'm done.
Our current weather pattern is holding firmly in place. Scattered thunderstorms possible every single day. Warm and humid, typical for this time of the year, with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. Saturday and Sunday, the rain chance runs at about 50% each day. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 525, taking a look here at our state headlines today. Marco Rubio has a new bill, he says, will promote family-centered child care. The senator announced yesterday he's introduced the Respect Parents' Child Care Choices Act. He says it gives families the flexibility and support they need to make the best decisions for their child care. The bill will support families, he says, who raise their children at home, create a voucher system, and protect faith-based daycares.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking out on the protests at Union Station in Washington, D.C. He said that there would be serious consequences in Florida for anyone burning American flags, chanting Death to America, and spray-painting anti-Semitic graffiti on statues.
They feel that they're bulletproof because nothing ever happens when they engage in this type of conduct. You will be held accountable in the state of Florida. You're not taking over our streets. You're not defacing our buildings.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was meeting with President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris in D.C. today, and he will meet with Donald Trump tomorrow.
Florida's back-to-school sales tax holiday starts next week. Starts on Monday, runs through Sunday, August 11th. Shoppers don't have to pay the sales tax on school supplies, selling for $50 or less. Other items include clothing, footwear, and accessories, selling for $100 or less, and computers and related accessories costing $1,500 or less.
And the Florida Department of Education yesterday released grades for the 23-24 school year. Almost 1,300 schools got an A. That's up 6% from the year before. The majority of schools either improved their grade or maintained an A. Also, about 100 fewer schools got a D or an F.
In our national news today, one of the two men shot at former President Trump's rally in Pennsylvania is now out of the hospital. Pittsburgh's Allegheny General says 57-year-old David Dutch was discharged yesterday. The Marine veteran was placed in a medically induced coma after being shot in the chest and liver at the rally.
And former President Obama planning to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris soon. According to NBC News, the pair have had multiple discussions since she announced her candidacy Sunday, with Obama fully supporting Harris privately. He remains one of the few prominent Democrats who has yet to endorse her.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy promises to fill Bob Menendez's Senate seat quickly. It won't be his wife who originally ran for the seat. Senator Menendez is set to resign August 20th. After being convicted on 16 corruption charges last week, the governor says he will appoint a temporary replacement quickly, but his wife, Tammy Murphy, will not accept an appointment.
And a former Uvalde School District police officer is in court today in Texas on charges linked to the massacre that ended with 19 students and two teachers dead. Adrian Gonzalez is pleading not guilty to more than two dozen counts of child endangerment. Family members of the victims who have been demanding accountability packed the courtroom. Gonzalez is one of two people indicted by a grand jury. The other is former school police chief Pete Arredondo, who has also pled not guilty.
Chicago officials are ready for potential unrest during the Democratic National Convention. Superintendent of the Chicago Police Department Larry Snelling says vandalism and violent protest will not be allowed.
We will continue to communicate with those groups because it's absolutely necessary for us to have an understanding of what it is that they expect from us and what we expect from them.
Snelling and other officials emphasized their commitment to maintaining peace and ensuring ordinary Chicagoans were able to go about their business as usual. The convention runs from August 19th to the 22nd. Austin, I'm not sure if you've ever been to Chicago.
I have not.
All right. So, top three worst place to travel to as far as traffic is concerned.
I don't doubt that for a moment.
Now, I've never been to Milwaukee, but I would imagine that Milwaukee is quite a bit sleepier when it comes to the amount of activity and traffic in and around the downtown area.
Sure.
We had Bobby and Andrew in Milwaukee, and they were telling us about just all of the everything that was shut down in and around the convention space. I would imagine the DNC is at the United Center, which is not downtown, but it's west of
it's
downtown.
Hectic. Right.
Yeah, I would think it's at the United Center. But my goodness, if it's anything like the RNC was as far as traffic snarls, because Chicago doesn't need any more of that. They got plenty of that. But I would not want to be a commuter in Chicago at any time, but especially not when a major
big event like that,
political convention is going on.
In a left-wing city, no less. Yeah, that's going to be pretty ungodly.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Vice President Kamala Harris says, sure, she's ready to debate former President Trump on September 10th. The debate will be on ABC.
Now it appears he's backpedaling, but I'm ready. And I think the voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage, and so I'm ready. Let's go.
The former president says he is willing to face off in multiple debates. The White House says Republican claims that the vice president was appointed as a border czar by the Biden administration are not true, and that her role was diplomatic to try and slow down migration. Fox's Peter Doocy asking White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre about it.
Why are Democrats so sensitive about the vice president and the border?
Why are Republicans so sensitive about actually not owning up to them getting in the way of a border deal?
Republicans argue the Senate border security deal did little to reduce illegal border crossings. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Stocks finished the day lower. The Dow gained 81, while the S&P 500 slid by 27 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 160. Shares of Alphabet were falling today over concerns that the search market is about to get some new competition. OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, says it's launching a temporary prototype of new artificial intelligence search features. And after hours trading, Alphabet is down 0.66%. Shares of Warner Brothers Discovery stock were handed another loss today. An analyst downgraded shares of the entertainment company after the NBA announced it's taking a deal with Amazon.com. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway continued its shedding of Bank of America shares, making it six straight trading days that the billionaire's conglomerate's reducing the stake. During that span, they've offloaded Bank of America shares by 12.5%. That's your money now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Mark Ryan with a Sports Minute sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. In a sea of bad news grabbing the headlines, consider the timeline-cleansing breath of fresh air that is Detroit Lions' $30 million man, Amon-Ra St. Brown. St. Brown had none of the tangibles teams look for when drafting a wide receiver, but Amon-Ra possessed what couldn't be measured, the will of a pit bull. Today, he's a consensus top five wide receiver. Never give up. I'm Mark Ryan.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly, B21.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly, B21.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
The summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
2018, Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gates's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. We do have some backups on I-110 if you're traveling northbound right as you're turning on to I-10 West, so be on the lookout for that. Also have an accident report on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Johnson Avenue. Do have some backups in that area still. And same with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard and a bit further northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And that's just in Pensacola. Outside of that, we've got Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. We've got minor congestion backing you up to Hurlburt Field. And then as you continue westbound towards Highway 87, you're going to hit another wave of backups over there. Then it's three spots on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. One, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Two, if you're traveling eastbound from Dogwood Drive and approaching downtown Milton. And three, if you are traveling westbound in the Pace area, approaching, what road is this here? West Spencerfield Road. So outside of those several spots, there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time.
Our current weather pattern is holding firmly in place. Scattered thunderstorms possible every single day. Warm and humid, typical for this time of the year, with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. Saturday and Sunday, the rain chance runs at about 50% each day. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:39 the time. Austin, anything exciting going on in sports today?
Well, we've got some MLB action here. A couple of our local teams have already wrapped up for the day. So the Orioles beat the Marlins earlier 7-6 in 10 innings. That was a good game. And the game that most recently finished, at least on one end of the deal, wasn't very good at all. The Rays demolished the Blue Jays 13-0 on 16 hits. So that's just, as I said, demolition of the Blue Jays there. We're going to have Braves at Mets getting underway in about 30 minutes. So this time next hour, I'm sure we'll be giving a score update on that. Keeping with the MLB theme, San Diego Padres ace Dylan Cease has thrown the second no-hitter of the MLB season and the second in Padres history. In a 3-0 win over the Nationals today, he struck out nine batters and issued three walks over 114 pitches. Quite impressive there. In the NFL, we've got all the NFL teams now in training camp, and there are some notable stars holding out due to contract issues. Of course, we've already touched on this before with guys like Packers quarterback Jordan Love, but there's also big names swirling around like Bengals wide receiver Jamar Chase and 49ers left tackle Trent Williams. Meanwhile, the Broncos restructured wide receiver Cortland Sutton's contract, giving him an extra $1.5 million in incentives. And then it's all about the Olympics. The U.S. women's national soccer team began its quest to regain gold on Thursday against Zambia in Paris. It was a very comfortable 3-0 win with goals coming from Trinity Rodman and Mallory Swanson. The U.S. has not won gold in the event since the 2012 London Olympics. Navarre grad Emily Sams is on the roster as an alternate, so there's some good local representation there. Also, the Summer Olympic surfers will compete on potentially deadly waves. The competition is being held nearly 10,000 miles away from Paris in Tahiti. Professional surfers call it the heaviest wave on the planet and say Olympic surfers are risking their lives paddling out. At least five surfers have died at this monstrous break, while countless others have broken their bones or had their flesh ripped off on the jagged reef below. My goodness.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, sounds lovely.
Sounds wonderful.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Nadia, are you big into the Olympics?
I'm like everybody else. I care about sports whenever it's Team U.S. So.
All right.
Yeah. Very good. She's the casual patriot, like most others are. Right.
Oh, I mean, I, Yeah, it's one of the very few things that my wife and I enjoy watching together in terms of sports. And she loves the gymnastics, loves the swimming, the diving, the track, and all that. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun next couple of weeks here watching Team USA do their thing.
She also likes the horse racing, right?
She likes watching the Triple Crown races. Yeah.
But it sounds like you're going to be alone when Caleb Williams takes the field, huh?
Yes.
Throws two picks in his first quarter.
Sundays in the fall is wife and baby nap, and then I have my set up with 8 screens on all the NFL games and all that. Nadia also, Austin, is a big F1 fan.
Really?
I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never been much of an F1 person.
So what's the latest on F1? We had, what was the big race not too long ago? Is it Monaco?
Monaco was a few weeks ago. That was a really good race. We have the Belgian Grand Prix that's starting up. Let's see, practice starts tomorrow. Mm. We had Esteban Ocon just signed a multi-year contract with Haas this morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, look at her. Dang.
I know.
Who's your favorite driving team?
McLaren is my top.
That is the
top.
McLaren. Is that the George Russell and...
That's Mercedes, and I'm so sad that Lewis Hamilton is not going to be driving with Mercedes next year. He's going to be with Ferrari.
That's right. He's teaming up with... what's his name?
Charles Leclerc.
It's not Charles Leclerc.
Not Charles Leclerc.
It's Charles Leclerc. So, yes, because they're very snooty.
Be very fancy.
They're very snooty over there.
It's European.
Very snooty, yeah.
European.
We're just here with our American sports.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, I'm impressed, by the way.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Because, I mean, that's the thing. Like, Joe and I will, you know, we'll talk, like, all the time about this stuff. And you told me, I mean, before we went on air yesterday, you're like, yeah, I'm just kind of like a yay sports ball kind of person. Apparently, we were just asking around about the wrong types of sports,
it seems.
Yeah. Nadia, let me ask you a question. How long does the F1 season last, like month to month?
Yeah, it's wild. So actually it started in February and then it goes through December, but there's a lot of breaks in between. So after the race on Sunday, there's going to be a month-long like summer break.
Oh wow. Okay.
And then I think there's another break in November, I believe. But yeah, so it's like it basically goes all year, but there's a lot of breaks, and then in like January, early February is like training season.
It doesn't happen often, but there are times where I see somebody like on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, like they post pictures, and I'm just like, man, it would be so awesome to just switch lives with him for like a week or so. George Russell, man, that dude gets around, and like all these F1 guys are multi-millionaires, but George Russell, he's got this. He is like a freaking supermodel, man, and he's driving F1. He's at Wimbledon. He's going, like, everywhere. He's vacationing, like, in the Alps one weekend. He's in Tuscany the next.
He's one of, like, the most interesting people to follow because it's, like, again, it's, like, so... I feel like it's so niche because not, like, many people around here follow it. But it's just, like, the silliest little thing to, like, see his adventures online. It's so hilarious.
Yeah. Texter was, who's leaving Ferrari? It's not Leclerc. It's the other guy.
Carlos Sainz is leaving Ferrari.
And he's old, isn't he? Isn't he like 40 or something?
He's not super old for an F1 driver, but he doesn't have a seat like assigned for next year. I'm really hoping he's going to Mercedes, but that's kind of a pipe dream at this point. You
know, I've tried getting into F1, but it feels complicated on the one hand because of all these rules and regulations and everything. But on the other hand, you have like the same guy that wins like 90% of the time.
So that's how we all thought that the season was going to be. But we just had our 7th winner for the season. Oscar Piastri won in Hungary this past week at the, it's called the Hungaroring, which I think is hilarious. but yeah, so he took home his maiden win this past weekend, and that was a huge, huge moment. So
awesome.
That was really fun.
All right. Well, speaking of people going fast on the roads, Austin.
Not a good joke
to
make.
Quite the segue.
Oh, yeah, not a great joke to make because we got an accident report in Santa Rosa County. All right. So we do have confirmation. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street towards Spencer Field Road, there were some backups over there earlier, and there is confirmation of an accident report in that area. And we also had the one on North Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Johnson Avenue. There appears to still be some minor backups there as well. Outside of that, though, it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile. Still got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Then it's Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Our current weather pattern is holding firmly in place. Scattered thunderstorms possible every single day. Warm and humid, typical for this time of the year, with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. Saturday and Sunday, the rain chance runs at about 50% each day. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, looking at some quick health, business, and science notes today. Fewer Americans filing first-time jobless claims. The Labor Department says that they received 235,000 requests for unemployment benefits, down 10,000 from the prior week's revised total.
And the U.S. economy grew in the second quarter of 2024, according to numbers out today from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. The gross domestic product, the value of goods and services produced, was up 2.8%. That's more than analysts expected, who predicted a growth rate of around 2%.
A new streaming bundle is launching today. Existing subscribers of Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max can now get all three for $30 without ads, $17 with ads. The ad-free bundle is almost 35% cheaper than it would cost to subscribe in the three platforms separately. Max is also like HBO stuff, or is that its own thing?
Max is like, yeah, it's like HBO Max,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it used to be HBO Max, and then they changed it.
Okay, so when the Bears come up on Hard Knocks, I can...
Oh, God,
whatever. All right. Let's see. Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. This comes after the S&P 500 and NASDAQ had their worst days in 2 years. Dow Jones Industrial was up 81 points to 39,935. S&P 500 down 27. And the NASDAQ lost 160 points.
And also Southwest Airlines getting rid of its open seating system. For the first time in its history, the low fare carrier will move to assigned seats, allowing it to charge a premium for some seats on its planes. The airline said passengers were hoping for the change. According to Southwest, when customers switch to one of their competitors, the number one reason they cite is Southwest's open seating.
All right. Interesting. Pop culture notes, Nadia, anything interesting there?
Let's see. Inside Out 2 is now the top-grossing animated film of all time. On Tuesday, the Pixar sequel topped the $1.4 billion worldwide to surpass Frozen 2 as the all-time moneymaker. The film also passed Barbie on Monday to climb to number 13 on the list of all-time top-grossing films.
Wow.
What's Inside Out about?
It's like this little girl named Riley, and it's all of the emotions in her head. And Inside Out 2, there's, like, new emotions that, like, come with growing up, and it's...
Yeah, it's like a coming-of-age thing.
It
so
is.
It's all the more relatable for
people.
Okay.
Yeah. It is. It's really cutesy.
All right. That's what we like around here.
Yes. Really we love cutesy here.
We love little cutesy things.
It's Christmas in July for the Radio City Rockettes. Even though it is the summer, tickets went on sale today for the Christmas Spectacular starring the Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall. This year's show blends in classic numbers like Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, along with newer numbers like Dance of the Frost Fairies that feature Frost Fairy drones that magically fly above the audience. The show returns November 8th and runs through January 5th.
Very cutesy.
Very cutesy.
Indeed. Yeah, we're keeping with that theme real good.
Absolutely.
We have Taylor Swift watch for the upcoming NFL season. Austin is thrilled about it.
Yes, quite cutesy.
There are cutesy. Going to be three Chiefs games that Taylor, at least as her schedule shows, will not be able to attend because of conflicting dates. On October 20th, happy anniversary to my wife on that day.
Oh, that's cute.
The Chiefs have a Super Bowl rematch with the 49ers. Guess what we'll be doing? We'll be watching the Chiefs-Niners game.
Yes,
I'll be watching the live stream in Miami. So, yeah, y'all have fun with that.
Oh, are you going? Are you going to like Miami?
No.
For? Oh, okay. I'll be
watching the live stream.
Oh well, because I was about to say like Taylor's going to be rocking in Miami. You're going to be with Taylor.
I wish.
Oh my goodness.
I wish. If anyone has an extra ticket, let me know.
Next weekend she'll be in New Orleans, so that's a nice jaunt down I-10. Chiefs are in Vegas that day. And then on December 8th, the Chiefs will be on Sunday Night Football taking on the Chargers. But Swift will be north of the border with her concert in Vancouver. So
And there it is. That's just a crisis if I've ever heard one.
It really is.
Breaking news. Austin Price is not attending any of the Chiefs NFL games. Why isn't anybody talking about that, Joe? Huh? And don't mention that I don't have the pool of Taylor Swift.
Become worth $1 billion, and then we'll see.
Yeah, man, I wish. Wow. 5:52, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, one last rundown of our top three stories in traffic and weather, followed by wacky stories and good news to round out hour number two of Pensacola Right Now.
The powerhouse of economic opportunities. A strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We do have a couple of accident reports that are still kind of causing some lingering issues on the roads. If you are on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Johnson Avenue, we did have some backups over there. Luckily, those have just the congestion in that area has just about cleared out. Also had one on Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound towards Spencerfield Road, there are still some issues in that area because that accident is more recent. Outside of that, though, it's just some of the usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Maybe some backups on Mobile Highway traveling northbound just past Fairfield Drive. And Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive as well. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and a bit further west as you approach Highway 87. And Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
This weather pattern will stick around for a little while, it looks like, so plan for more scattered showers and thunderstorms around the area. Rain chance on Friday about 70%. Saturday and Sunday it's around 50%. It will be warm. It will be humid. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:56 now at News Radio Pensacola. A group of Republicans restoring U.S. flags outside of Union Station in Washington after they were burned by pro-Palestinian protesters. Thousands of demonstrators marching on Washington, protesting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to a joint session of Congress yesterday. House of Representatives will be setting up a bipartisan task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries say the task force will be made up of seven Republicans, six Democrats, and they will have subpoena authority. And recapping, talking about the president's speech from the Oval Office last night, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calling it a very selfless act and saying President Biden will go down in history as one of the nation's greatest presidents. Not much was said necessarily about the specifics into what led to the decision. I was kind of hoping, although I wasn't hoping that much because I knew he wouldn't address it. But if he was given truth serum and you asked him, like, okay, Mr. President, in the last week, you specifically, and longer than that, have maintained quite sternly, I will not bow out. Right. The people have voted for me in the primaries, and I'm up to the task, yada, yada, yada. Democrats all over the place. Oh, he's as sharp as a tack. And then we got right around this day last week where it was NBC reporting that, hey, you know, decision could come by the weekend because of, you know, there have been internal conversations happening with the Biden family, yada, yada. Well, what do you know, Sunday. He announces on X that he is withdrawing.
I think he just knew.
Well, yeah, but what specifically was it? Was it a conversation with his wife? Was it a conversation with former President Obama? Was it?
I think he was.
Was it just the mountain? Was it the money? Like, was it the donations that were drying up to his campaign? What specifically was it? Where? Because I just don't maintain. I just don't think. Oh well, you know, it's time for new young voices.
I think it was a combination of all of what you just said, and he was trying to keep, you know, public favor, trying to save face as these reports are coming out, and it's just like, okay, well, he didn't have to address the reason. Everybody knew the reason. Everybody knew. Okay, I laid an egg.
I know, but I just want him to say it. That's all.
Politicians dance around stuff all the time, Joe.
I know.
If you don't learn now, you never will.
Okay, thank you.
Nadia, what's going on in some good news?
A Las Vegas woman just got her dog back 9 years after he went missing. He's an 11-year-old chihuahua named Gizmo. A vet scanned his microchip and got in touch after a Good Samaritan spent 2 months trying to catch him. He apparently has been living on the streets for the last 9 years. So he's got some health issues, but he's recovering. People online have donated over $5,000 to help cover the vet bills.
Oh, yeah, that's very wholesome. And 2 years ago, a British woman named Sarah de Lagarde, I'm saying that right, she lost an arm and a leg in a terrible subway accident, but she's not letting it hold her back. Next month, she's heading to Tanzania to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. She'd be the first female double prosthetic amputee to do it. I can't believe I butchered Tanzania or whatever, but I got Kilimanjaro.
I know.
Yeah, I nailed that one.
You got that one.